As hard as it is for adults to find ways to work through tragic and violent incidents like those in Charlottesville, it's even tougher for parents to figure out how to talk to their kids about it. For WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Ann Hoffman spoke to two experts who offer advice and insight.
Howard Stevenson is a clinical psychologist and professor at Penn who helps families talk to their kids about race. He's also a parent and an African American. He's had to have a lot of tough conversations with his kids over the years.
I felt compelled to talk to them about race, racial politics on the streets, as well as how some people might see them not as lovable or adorable as I do.
Stevenson says in the wake of racially charged events involving violence, parents have to sort out their own feelings first.
It's hard sometimes to come up with the right thing to say because you're both traumatized and trying to be helpful.
After processing those feelings, he says parents should explain what's happening in their own words. Each message should convey three things. One is affection, that sense of I love you and I worry. Next is protection. I want to keep you safe. And finally, correction, making sure the child accurately understands what's going on. Then, parents should be prepared for questions. Tamar Chansky is a psychologist in suburban Philadelphia. She says it's important for parents to help kids not internalize someone else's hatred.
Children need to be grounded in their own sense of themselves, their own history, their values, and that whatever other people think about them or saying about them has nothing to do with who they are.
And for families that aren't targets of these hate groups, experts say the conversation is different, but also necessary. Chansky says parents can encourage kids to go to vigils and be good allies to their friends. And when it comes to consuming media, psychologist Howard Stevenson says it's good to teach kids to critique the commentary they see on TV. Chansky adds that there comes a time to turn off the news and connect with one another in a device-free way. Ann Hoffman, WHYY News.